Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council Podcast. We hope you enjoy today's safety talk.
This is Lori Cook, Traffic Safety Advisor for AAA East Central, to give you some tips on winter driving. First, you have to remember to prepare as a driver. To minimize the dangers associated with winter driving, both the vehicle and the driver must be prepared in advance. For the driver, this means approaching winter driving with the right frame of mind. Always drive at a speed that matches the prevailing visibility, traffic, and road conditions. Select clothing that provides warmth, comfort, and freedom of movement. Heavy garments and gloves offer warmth when outside, but after the vehicle's interior has warmed up, they should be removed. Stop the vehicle in a safe spot to remove any outdoor clothing, rather than compounding a risky situation by struggling out of a heavy coat while driving. A zip-fastened lined jacket and a pair of thin leather gloves are ideal for winter motoring. They give appropriate warmth, comfort, and freedom of movement both inside and outside the vehicle with minimal adjustment. The correct seat position and use of safety equipment, such as safety belts, plus sunglasses to combat glare, will aid you in seeing and performing those gentle, smooth, precise movements necessary for safe winter driving. Adjust your seat so that you sit no closer than 10 inches to the steering wheel and can see the road ahead. Shorter drivers may need a seat cushion or pedal extensions to be able to maintain this distance. Check mirrors and environmental controls before you start. Adjust your safety belt so the belt is positioned low across the hips and the shoulder harness is positioned across the center of your chest. Also, it is the responsibility of the driver to ensure that all passengers are properly seated and belted in the vehicle. Getting underway is quite a different matter in winter driving. To see and be seen by others requires the driver to clean all snow and ice from the entire vehicle, the hood, the roof, the trunk, lights, and windows. Snow left on any of these areas increases the possibility that visibility will be affected when the vehicle's in motion. Before departing, start your vehicle and turn the heater on for a minute or two before using the defroster. This will prevent moisture from fogging the windshield when warm air hits the cold glass. To avoid driving when visibility is poor, if you must drive, keep your speed low and your headlights on low beam. If conditions worsen, pull off to a safe spot as soon as possible. Remember to clear a path in front of the wheels for several feet. This can be accomplished by driving forward and backward in the parking space, or if the snow is too deep, some additional shoveling may be required. With the front wheels pointed straight to minimize rolling resistance, shift to drive, or use second gear for manual transmissions, and with gentle pressure of the accelerator, try to ease out of the parking space without spinning the wheels. If you let the wheels spin, you will only dig deeper into the snow. When more traction is needed, use traction mats or spread some sand, salt, or any handy abrasive material in front of and in back of the drive wheels. When using devices under the wheels for additional traction or when wheels are digging into dirt or gravel and you are receiving pushing assistance, do not let anyone stand ahead or behind the drive wheels as they may be injured by objects thrown by the spinning tires. Stop if the wheels continue to spin and create a deeper rut and continue attempting to rock the vehicle out of the rut. To rock a vehicle, start slowly in low gear. Use second gear for manual transmission vehicles. When the vehicle will go no farther, release the accelerator to permit the car to roll back. When the vehicle stops its backward motion, apply minimum pressure on the accelerator again. Repeat these actions in rapid succession. Each rock should move the vehicle a little farther forward or back of the hole you are in. When you rock, you must use minimum power to prevent the wheels from spinning and digging in deeper. Check the owner's manual for the recommended procedure. Following distance also changes in the wintertime. Normal following distance for drive pavement is 3 to 4 seconds. That should be increased to 8 to 10 seconds when driving on icy, slippery surfaces. This increased margin of safety will provide the longer distance needed if you have to stop. On a four-lane highway, stay in the lane that has been cleared most recently. Avoid changing lanes because of potential control loss when driving over built-up snow between lanes. Remember, traction is greatest just before the wheels spin. Gentle pressure on the accelerator pedal when starting is the best method for retaining traction and avoiding skids, especially if your vehicle is not equipped with traction assist technology. If your wheels start to spin, let up on the accelerator until traction returns. Do not use cruise control when driving on any slippery, wet, icy, or sandy surfaces. Once underway, keep going. When approaching a hill, observe how other vehicles are reacting and keep far enough behind the vehicle immediately ahead so that you will not have to slow down or stop. This will allow you to maneuver around any stuck vehicles and to increase your speed, within reason, at or near the bottom of the hill to give you extra momentum to carry you over the top. As you reach the crest of the hill, reduce your speed and proceed down the hill as slowly as possible. Minimize brake use on very slippery, icy hills. If further speed reduction is needed, gentle slow brake application or squeeze braking is recommended to avoid loss of control. Steering also is important during winter driving. Snowy or icy surfaces make steering difficult and require smooth, careful, precise movements of the steering wheel. Skidding, in which the front or rear moves laterally, is caused by hard acceleration or braking, speeds too fast for conditions, and quick, jerky movements of the steering wheel. You may need to take evasive action to avoid a collision. Steering is preferred because braking at speeds above 25 miles per hour, because less distance is required to steer around an object than to brake for it. So, in conclusion, there are some basic winter driving tips your friends at AAA would like to leave you with. Number one, keep a winter survival kit in your car, in the passenger compartment, so that you have easy access to it. Number two, have your vehicle checked mechanically before winter arrives. Number three, clear snow and ice off your entire car. Number four, start winter with new wiper blades and stock up on windshield wiper fluid. Park with the wiper blades up and off the glass. Five, have at least half a tank of gas or more in your car. Number six, if you are traveling 2 hours or more, leave a drive plan at home with a family member or friend so that they know where you are going and when you expect to return. Number seven, be careful on bridges, watch for black ice and shaded areas of the roadway. Number eight, give yourself plenty of extra time to arrive at your destination safely. And number nine, if stranded, stay with your car, make you and your car more visible. And please remember to use your seatbelt every time you get in your vehicle.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.